Joining us now, Senator Eric Schmidt from Senate Armed Services. Your reaction to that report?
I think that if you want to understand why Americans are frustrated right now, it's that Joe Biden's in Ukraine and not in Ohio. And a lot of people in this country, I know in Missouri, feel like we can't secure, we get lectured all the time about the sovereignty of other countries' borders, but this president and this administration doesn't do anything about the sovereignty of our own borders. We have over 6 million people who've come here illegally now in Joe Biden's first 2 years. He's not shown any desire to do anything about that. We just had a Chinese spy balloon fly over the United States, collecting valuable information on those critical military installations, including Joe Biden himself and his decision-making abilities. And he failed on every front. And so there's just a real misalignment here between the rhetoric from the White House and what people are feeling on the ground. The people in Ohio are hurting. And they want answers. They demand a presence from the president of the United States, and he's, more interested in going to Ukraine.
You know, we've got new reports of a large white balloon spotted nearly 600 miles northeast of Honolulu. The president last week said they likely shot down weather balloons or $10 recreational balloons. We did that with more than $1 million of missiles. Let's listen to Vice President Kamala Harris. She's out with her latest what's being called a word salad about this. Watch this.
We will maintain the perspective that we have in terms of what should be the relationship between China and the United States. That is not going to change, but surely and certainly that balloon was not helpful, which is why we shot it down.
Your reaction, Senator?
I don't know exactly what she said, which is not unusual, but what's clear is that our relationship has changed with China. They are a chief adversary. And the sooner Washington figures this out, it's going to be better for the American people. We have to start turning our attention in a very serious way towards China. They have plans for world domination. They have built islands in the South China Sea, not for people in China to vacation, but they fully militarized these islands now with anti-aircraft and anti-ship weaponry. So we got to take them seriously. This administration doesn't
Let's talk about former President Trump. He's going to East Palestine, Ohio, and that toxic rail crash reportedly this Wednesday. But President Biden, Pete Buttigieg, John Kerry, they're still not going. Why should they go? The town is scared out of their minds. They're afraid the town is turning into a ghost town. Coincidentally, now FEMA is sending a team, but not aid, right as Trump is going. I mean, Palestine is a white working class community that voted over 70% for Trump in 2020. Why is it important for the president and his cabinet and John Kerry to go?
Because it shows that they actually care. I mean, this is the fundamental disconnect. Again, he's overseas in Ukraine. But there are hardworking folks who are worried about their families right now in Ohio. They're worried about clean drinking water. They're worried about the air. They're worried about their families. And that's what the president of the United States, what his focus should be. It should be Pete Buttigieg's focus too, but he was a no-show in our committee hearings last week on the FAA's, failures in January. He's a no-show on this. It is a complete lack of leadership. And I think it's a vanity project right now at the Pete Buttigieg's level. And the president of the United States should be in Ohio. There's no way he should be in Ukraine before he's in Ohio. I'm glad President Trump's going there. I hope more people go there to understand, what's going on and hear the concerns of the folks in Ohio, because their federal government's done nothing.
So far. To your point, Senator, there is nothing. There is nothing in FEMA's criteria that stops FEMA from sending aid and money to Ohio residents. There's nothing in their rules that says aid from FEMA is restricted to only natural disasters like hurricanes or floods or tremendous property damage. Now you got Northern Kentucky joining Cincinnati as it shuts down its Ohio River water intake ahead of possibly contaminated water. But FEMA instead is deploying teams, CDC, EPA, HHS sending in teams. That is not good enough. Let's watch Bill Maher on this and what's going on. And you're going to see Democrat Ro Khanna. Watch this.
I feel it's going to be interesting to see how the two different media silos, shall we say, are going to cover the derailment and the environmental disaster in East Palestine, Ohio, because I feel like the Biden administration has been slow in picking up on this. Mayor Pete, I like Mayor Pete a lot. I think he's a brilliant guy. He's a big darling of the left. He didn't comment on it publicly for 10 days. It's part of his portfolio. It is a train.
I do think that's a disaster. I mean, look, these are working class folks. They've been abandoned by the country with NAFTA, with the World Trade Organization and mission of China. Now they got poison in their air, in their water. I don't think it's gotten enough media attention.
You know, Senator Marco Rubio, others demand Pete Buttigieg resign because of his, quote, gross level of apathy and incompetence. You said he did not even show up to FAA oversight hearings after the first nationwide shutdown of our nation's air flights, the first time since 9/11. He's sending a letter to Norfolk Southern saying you're going to be held accountable, but they're giving $1,000 inconvenience fees to residents there.
It's just, it's wholly inadequate. And by the way, it speaks to the hypocrisy of the modern left here. They claim to care about the environment, but when there's actually an environmental disaster happening in Ohio, a place where a lot of their jobs have been shipped overseas and they need help, they're nowhere to be found. And they try to scare people with this climate alarmism. The world's going to end in 10 or 12 years, or there's a cat, you know, unless you do exactly what we say while they fly in their private jets to Davos. People have had enough of this. They see the hypocrisy. They know it's about power and control, and it's not about the environment.
Should they go and drink the water there? Should the president go? Should Pete Buttigieg go? Should John Kerry go to East Palestine and drink the water there to show the media that the water's safe?
They need to be on site. They need to allay the concerns. They need to have the full force of the federal government there, making sure the people of the United States, the folks of Ohio, are protected. And that they're going to be there for them. Just like, you know, you got the president talking about paying for the pensions of Ukrainians. Meanwhile, he can't show up in Ohio, in the United States of America. I mean, people are right to be outraged about this.
Got it. Senator Schmidt, thanks for joining us tonight. It's good to see you.